Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 19th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande, and here are our top stories this evening. Opposition People's Democratic Party leader Tendai Biti says the recent high-charged rally addressed by First Lady Grace Mugabe was a turning point for Zimbabwe.
What happened in Chiweshe on Friday was a defining point. It marked the apex of what some of us have always been saying, that only the chaos scenario will manifest in this country, a chaos scenario that will lead to eventual implosion.
The leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, says the recent rally addressed by the country's First Lady Grace Mugabe in Chiweshe, Mashonaland Central, marked a crucial turning point for Zimbabwe and the ruling ZANU-PF party. In an exclusive interview, Biti tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the country is headed in the wrong direction.
I think that what happened in Chiweshe on Friday was a point. Either a turning point or a ticking point, but it was a defining point. It marked the apex of what some of us have always been saying, that only the chaos scenario will manifest in this country, a chaos scenario that will lead to eventual implosion, a chaos scenario in which we'll witness internal cannibalization within and outside the state, an implosion in which we'll see a unconstitutional usurpation of power in our country, and an implosion in which we will see an attempt to return Zimbabwe into the dark waters of ethnic tribal politics.
Is there a way that this chaos that you are talking about can be reversed?
Right now, we need an immediate soft landing before we go to any election. And the people who are talking about an election and demanding an election clearly don't understand the dynamics of what is happening now. This organic split, because all these factions are proximate to the securocrats, are proximate to arms of war, this struggle and the battle will only be resolved by those that control the gun. Today it was the police hitting up war veterans. I'm telling you, tomorrow it will be soldiers hitting other people in turn. So we are heading clearly for this implosion, which is going to be a violent implosion. So in our view, the only thing that can create a soft landing is the National Transitional Authority, which I've spoken to before.
Mr. Abiti, you are also quoted in the Daily News as saying, "I will never work with Tsvangirai." May you explain that?
I didn't read that article. I think what we will not accept, and I want to make it very clear, we will not accept a situation where someone is full of hubris and arrogance, and someone thinks that he is in the opposition with a God-given right to run this country, and that he is waiting just to govern this country. Some of us will not replace Mugabe by another Mugabe. So we will work with all political parties on the basis of respect, inclusivity, and the acceptance that each party brings something to the table.
And that was the leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. As mentioned earlier on, the Tendai Biti-led People's Democratic Party is calling for the setting up of a transitional authority before the holding of the next general elections. The party argues that it won't be tenable to hold an election without first cleaning up various institutions like the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and related bodies that play a critical role creating a democratic state. For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube speaks with Obet Gudu, MDCT spokesperson, and Jacob Mafume of the People's Democratic Party, who says a national transitional authority is the only way of resolving Zimbabwe's current political crisis.
Look, we started as the People's Democratic Party led by Tendai Biti. We started at the top of the Grand Coalition. We are happy that people like Gudu, Walshman, and so forth have come round to the concept of the Grand Coalition that we were talking about. We are now giving them another process of top leadership. We need a transitional government because this government cannot run an election. They cannot even provide water for 10 kilometers. They cannot sit in a cabinet meeting to agree on anything. They cannot fund bonuses. They cannot fund anything. So they will not be able to fund an election. ministers are being feared that, and so forth. The government is feared that in itself when it is having a meeting. So let's have the transitional government where we talk business and remove the toxicity. Once we remove the toxicity, then we can talk about these other things. It's a very clear and elementary roadmap that should be understood by all in Zambia.
Yes, Gibbs, we don't want to rush and talk about positions to say, let's have a transitional government. You can see that some of our colleagues, with due respect to them, they know that they are small, with due respect. They know that they don't have the numbers. That's why they are quick to say, let's have a government, because they want to get positions. But we are saying, we believe in retail politics. Let the people of Zimbabwe, the sons and daughters of the soil, let them tell us what they want to do. That's why President Tsvangirai and us, the leadership, we are going from place to place, province to province. It's comparing us, hearing what the people say. We are not just going to rush to say we want positions, so let's have a transitional authority. Let us hear what the people want. With respect, there's no thought leadership to say let's have a transitional authority, because they know they're too small and they want to rush to get positions. That's not going to happen.
You have a right to respond, Mr. Mafume.
Look, it's not about position. This happened in Burkina Faso. We give people who will not run again.
I mean, Burkina Faso is hardly a good example. Oh, my God.
Transitional, there was the same environment in Burkina Faso. Like Tembrari had been a dictator for a long time. And when they removed him, they put a transitional government and said that people needed to prepare for elections. Everyone knows that this government cannot run a free and fair election. Only a fool can do the same thing many times and expect a different result. They will just hook up the figures. They will not go back to count the votes people would have voted. They will simply sit in a room somewhere and say so and so got 2 million, so and so got 1.5 million. That is what they did the last time. And we cannot put ourselves at the mercy of such a process again. We need to come up with a new platform that will be able to deal with elections in a civilized manner. That is all we are saying. We don't want any position. There will be positions to be shared by law when things are done properly. But this way, if you just rush into another election controlled by ZANU-PF, you will lose and you will lose to a total.
Your last word, Mr. Kudu.
All we are saying as the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, let the children of Zimbabwe, the sons and daughters of the soil, continue to compel us to collaborate. We are ready to work with any opposition political party as long as we have the same value, the same mission, i.e. creating a democratic Zimbabwe which will respect the rule of law, a democratic Zimbabwe which will not only respect the constitution, but which will also respect the principle of constitutionalism. We are looking at a situation here where the formation of a coalition, obviously, we are there. It's a process, not an event. Let's not rush to say, let's have a transitional authority.
That was Obed Gudu, MDCT spokesperson, and Jacob Mafume of the People's Democratic Party.